Today's Shir in Mishneh Berurah Yomi is Daf Nun Amud Aleph in the second volume of Mishneh Berurah. And we are in the middle of Simen Kuf Nun Tes, the Halachas of the Tilas Yadayim. And we begin at the very top line with Siv Vav. The Mechaber says, Lo Yitein Mayim L'Chaveiro B'Chofnov. You're not allowed to wash somebody else's hands with water taken from your hands. So you cup your hands, you fill them up with water, and then you pour that on somebody else's hands. That is not Netilas Yadayim. Shein Notlin Elamin Akli, because the Mechaber says you must wash somebody's hands Netilas Yadayim from a utensil, and your hands don't fit that criteria for being a utensil. Mr. Burin Siv Cotton Choftes writes, Vafilu Hayod Taharus. And this is even if your hands were clean, so it's not a question of the water becoming tummy by touching your hands. Your hands aren't the clay, and therefore your hands don't have the status of being able to wash somebody else's hands until it's your diet. The Mechaber continues and he says, the same thing would be true if you washed one of your hands from a vessel, and then you let the water pour from your first hand that you washed with a kli onto a second hand that was now washed with the water from the first hand, that is considered nothing as well. The Mishneh Berurah in Sivkot Lamed explains, Hainu, Acha Shekvar Nigbar Hanatila, after the Natila is done on the first hand, Miyado Achas, Shofach Mihamayim Anishar Toch Pisas Yado, he takes some water that's left in his hands, Al Hayad Hashnia, and pours it onto the second hand. Lahachi Enoklon, therefore, in that situation, that's not considered a good Natila Sidayim on the second hand. The Mishneh Berurah, the Chofetz Chaim in the Shaar HaTzion, Otz Lamed Beis, writes, Vafilu im niskavein b'is netilas rishona. And even if he had in mind when he poured the water into the first cupped hand, sheyishbo hamayim gad al yad hashnia, that he'll pour that water then onto the second hand, so the Magen Avraham brings down that this is still no good. Why? The Mishneh Berurah continues, and he says, D'lo bo hanetila me'akli, because the pouring water onto the second hand came from the first hand and not from a kli. So therefore, the second hand is no good. However, but if you put one hand underneath the other hand, and when you poured the water on the first hand, the second hand is getting poured on as well. The water goes and hits the upper hand, and it flows off that hand, not from the cupped hand, but it flows off that top hand, and it invariably then falls onto the other hand that's underneath the first top hand. Nitaro Aideza, that does make a functioning Netilas Yadayim. As we learn, Kilodakamon in Simon Kuf Samach Bey Sifhei, the Netila Achasheim, because you can wash both hands at once. Dirshu footnote number 37 explains and brings down the Chain Le'inyan Shnayim. Likewise with two people, they want to wash their hands simultaneously. So Shulchan Aruch and Simon Kuf Samach is going to tell us, the Mishneh Berurah as well over there in Sivkot and Samaches, if the guy put his hands out there underneath the other guy's hands, so at the start when you pour the water on the top guy's hands, it flowed onto the bottom guy's hands, that is Ola Lehem Natila, that is a perfectly good Natila Shadayim. And if they had intention to go wash the hands together at the same time, this would work. This would work even if the hands weren't both underneath the flow of water at the beginning. But as you poured it on the first guy, the second guy then sticks his hands there. But if that was the kavana to do so, it would be a good netilas yadayim. However, but to go and take the water that after was on the friend's hands, to go put it on your hands, to be yotzei, netila sidayim, afilum chaveru notam revi'ez b'vasachas, shalo nitmu amayim, there the water, even if it was not tummy because you poured a revi'ez, as we'll learn later on, nevertheless, that would not be good over here. Kivishanasa behem malacha, because you didn't intend to have your hands underneath there at the time that the initial water was poured on the first hands, so that water is considered it had work done to it, and you can't do netila sidayim with that type of water. We'll learn this in Mirtz Hashem when we get to a couple more simonim ahead. The issue for number 38 brings down, Vishir ha'mayim l'netila zu, if you have water being poured on more than one hand, how much water do you need? So we'll learn also later on in Sivkotan Samach Zayin, in regards to two people who are being poured upon water at one time, lechatchila tzar shia b'mayim shir revi'ez l'kol yad v'yad. Ideally, you should have a revi'ez for every hand. Shebezelo yitzarach lizar b'harbi dvarim, shetzarach lizar b'hem kishanoto b'pachz revi'ez. This obviates a lot of the problems that could happen. And if you don't know all the halachas well, it may not be a good netilas yadayim if you have less than a revius for each hand. Then the mechaber continues and he says, however, in this scenario that we just spoke about, Rabbeinu Tam Matir Bezu, the Rabbeinu Tam says, no, this is an acceptable type of netilas yadayim. Why? Kivin shetchilas netila liyado achas oyso min hakli, since the original hand, the top hand, was washed with the utensil, v'hu shoyso yado rishon haTorah, and as long as the upper hand was tar, the bottom hand can become tar as well. And this is true that the upper hand is tar. If you poured an entire revius on it, so then it became tar, and all the water that's on the hand and that dripped off the hand is tar as well, as we've already mentioned. We'll learn in the future that this halacha applies when you pour an entire revius, so the water that's left on the hand and the water that drips off the hand isn't tamei. If you have less than revius, so then that's why you pour twice to get rid of the tamei water that's still remaining on the hand, and you wash that away with a second pouring of water. So the simple understanding over here is explained in the Bir Halacha by the Chofetz Chaim in Dibra Maskel v'Rabbeinu Tam Matir Bezu. So Rotz Lomar, this means to tell us Bidin Hasheni v'lo Bidin Arishon. The second statement that we made, v'hu adin imnato yodo achas mi'akli v'shachum enol yodo acheres deno klom, that which is the Rabbeinu Tam is Matir, is only on this din, but not on the first din, that a person shouldn't pour below chofna of water from his hands onto his friend to be yotze. However, the Chofetz Chaim brings down Motsasi plukt opinions that not everybody agrees with this opinion. The das halavush olas tamid the bidin arishon aser gamal Rabbeinu Tam, that which we just said is based upon the lavush and the olas tamid, who say that the Rabbeinu Tam only is makel in the second part but not in the first part. Afim yodav shochaveru hayu taurus mikodem, and this was true. We said even if his hands were tar, melochafnef is no good. That's the opinion over here of the lavush and the olas tamid, and that says that the Rabbeinu Tam only is Michael on the second, but not the first part of this mechaber. However, the das of the Vilna Gaon is that Rabbeinu Tam is Michael in both situations, including if your friend's hands were clean, you could pour water into his clean hands and then pour that water from his clean hands, Melo Chofnov, onto somebody else's hands and make it a good Netilas Yadayim. In any event, the mechaber had said that if the upper hand is tar, then it can be Metar, the bottom hands that has the water flowing into it from the upper hand. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat and Lamed Aleph explains the Mavula Kamen B'Simon Kuf Samach Beis. We were learning Simon Kuf Samach Beis. The Mayim Arishon Mishushovchon Al Yod L'Shem Tentila. When you pour water on the top hand, Heim Atzmu Nitmu B'Ni Yosim B'Yoda. They become Tomei because the hand is Tomei. The water that touches them initially is Tomei. V'Yim Kain, and therefore Yimishpoch Miyad Achas Al Yodu Ashniya Lo Yitaru Osa. If this Tomei water now touches the second hand, how could that possibly be Metarit? The water itself is tamei. And that's why the Mishnah Berurah says, L'chein kosav shoyso yodo rishon haTorah. That's why this is only true, that the second hand can become tar with netilas yadayim, is only if the first hand was tar. Sha'oz lo nitmu ha'mayim sheshofach aleh. Therefore, when the water came upon it, it didn't become tamei. Sivkot lami beis, the Mishnah Berurah says, it has to be tahora. Kosu achronim da'al koponim lo hiti Rabbeinu Tam el arach lishmoch biyad zu l'chaverto. Avalo l'shavshe v'liga. This is only acceptable if the water flows from the tar upper hand to the second hand, but you can't rub the two hands together. The imishavshe v'yigabo, because the upper hand touches the lower hand, afshi tahora, even though the upper hand is tahora, halo tiyat nitmeis b'niyos b'chaverto. If you touch the lower water before it becomes tar, it will make the water on the upper hand now tamei, and it will make the upper hand tamei. Sivkat Lamed Gimel. We said, unless you pour revius, if you pour revius at one time, so then the entire upper hand becomes tar as well. Ubechagon Zedim Mishnah Berurah says, in this situation, Avshoy Sotmea, it could have been originally tummy, but once you pour a whole revius on it, Nitara Yodo Beshvich Achas, even just one pouring will make the upper hand tar as long as it has a revius. Vigama Mayim Asman Lo Nitru, and the water itself that touched the upper hand also doesn't become tummy. This is a special din, the revius bevas achas asua kimikvah hamataharis. The rabbis instituted that an entire revius is like dunking your hands in a mikvah, and that will always become tahar. Shagama mayim torim, the water in the mikvah doesn't become tameh. So too, this revius water that you pour on the upper hand, it doesn't become tameh, as we will learn, again, we mentioned many times already now, in Simon Kuf Samach Beis. Therefore, the Mishnah Berurah says, "V'lochein yachol lishpoch b'mayim elu gufa mishenisgabis l'soch pisas yodo al yad hashniya." That's why you can take the water that's collected in this upper hand and pour it onto the lower hand, and that would be acceptable. However, mihu zed davko im shofach revius ayodo kroy. That's only if you poured the revius on the upper hand in the proper way that you're supposed to, which means the hainu kedin netila, which fulfills all the dinim of the netila shidayim al kol hayad. You have to pour it on the entire hand, mibifnim mibachutz, on the inside and on the outside. because the ilu shafach kula rach l'sok pisach yado, if you poured it all into the cup of his hand and none went on the back of the hand and up to the wrist, ein ze netilo keroy, that's not considered a good netilo shadayim. The yado harishon atzmo tmeya, and the upper hand will remain tamei. And since it was tamei, it will make the water that touches it tamei, and therefore the bottom hand can't become tar. So again, however you do it, the upper hand has to be made tar in order for the water to be able to flow from the upper hand onto the lower hand and then be metar, the lower hand. Then the Ramah says, "V'na'agu l'hakel k'divrei Rabbeinu Tam." The minhag is to go and follow the lenient opinion of the Rabbeinu Tam. However, aval asvar rishon hiikra. But technically, the first opinion brought down, which the Rabbeinu Tam disagrees with, is more correct. If you have a choice, we should be machmir to not allow one hand to be poured onto the other hand. However, if you don't have a choice, then you can rely upon the more makel opinion of the Rabbeinu Tam. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Lamadal explains that this is as well the Chenudash Shar HaPoskim, that many poskim agree over here that you can be Mako only in a Bidyevit situation, the Loka Rabbeinu Tam, not like the Rabbeinu Tam was Mako L'Chatchila, and this is brought down in the name of the Vilna Gaon. Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Lamad Hey writes L'Chatchila, you shouldn't rely upon this Mako opinion of the Rabbeinu Tam. V'Rashal Hechmir Av Bidyevit. The Marshal is Machmir not only L'Chatchila, but even Bidyevit, he says it's no good. And he says, "V'gam l'das Ramah who davka b'shasat chak." And he goes so far to say, "Is even the Ramah who's mekel over here only does it under extenuating circumstances." Avol b'nizdam lo mayim. If you do have water, yitol sheinis ubali bracha. Then go wash your hands again from a proper utensil. However, don't make a bracha the second time because maybe you don't really have to. And in this situation, just pour the water on both hands again, and this way you'll be tar regardless. But don't make a bracha. The issue footnote number 39 reminds us that we've already mentioned previously, whenever somebody's in doubt as to whether they do or do not have to do an Atilas Yadayim, the simple answer is to go and make your hands Vade Tomei. Go touch yourself in a place that you definitely require an Atilas Yadayim, and that removes any suffix, and then Bivada Yischayev Natila, and Yuchol Levarach, and then you can even make it with a bracha. Now we go to Siv Zayin. The Mechaber says, Tzorach Shiavo HaMayim Mikoach Nosein. The water, when it's poured upon the hand, has to come with the direct force of a human being pouring it onto the hand. Therefore, lefikach, tzinor shedol lemayim min hayor v'shofik bo. Therefore, you have a pipe that's bringing water from the river, and it falls on your hand. The water from this pipe falls on your hands. V'nimshach mimenu hamayim lahashkus asad. There, for example, it's an irrigation channel, and the water is flowing through the irrigation channel, and some of it pours onto your hand as it goes to water the field. You can't put your water hands into such a stream of water. So the water should flow on them, and that will be in a tilas yadayim. Why not? Because this is not coming from the force of a man. This is coming from the force of the pipe and the stream that is flowing the water through this pipe. And therefore, even though a person may have been at the other end of this pipe, pouring the water into it, but by the time it reaches you, it's flowing just because of gravity or because of the force of the downhill. That's why it's flowing, but not because of the original koach gavra, the force directly of the human being that poured the water into this pipe. The Mishnah Berurah in Sifkat Lamed Vav explains, wrote Shlomar, Shadol Oda Mayim Min Hayar, a person going and pulling up in a bucket water from this river, Bidli, with some sort of a bucket, Vishofech L'Toch Hatzinor, and then he takes the water in the bucket and pours it into the pipe, Shivo Min L'Sodos, and that will go then irrigate the fields. It flows through these irrigation channels and will irrigate the fields. Ubaz there, now along comes a person, Li Ten Yod L'Soch Hatzinor, he puts his hands inside these pipes, far away, rachok mimokum sheshofkum bo, far away from the original flow of water that was poured in there from the bucket, kidei sheyekalchu amayim ayodav, in order that the water should flow over his hands and do netilas yadayim, so v'sover sheyochashev lo netila, and the person thinks this is a valid netila, but it's not. The Chofetz Chaim brings down in Sif Katan Lamed Vav in the Sharat Zion, that we will explain this in Sif Yud Gimel, the lechatchila bo'inun kavonis no-till netila. You have to at least have the intention of the person pouring it, and if you don't have that, at least the person receiving it, there has to be an intention to go and pour the water on the hands. The issue footnote number 41 brings down, ubediyeved, after the fact, kishalo niskadlu, lo hanosiv lo hanotel netila, if neither the one who's pouring it or the one who's having the water received on his hands had intention, so the Mishnah Berurah will later on say, shem yesh lo mayim yitoyodu shedis, if you do have other waters, you should wash your hands a second time. Ach, men lo mayim yesh lo kabod, if you don't have water, you may be able to rely upon this under extenuating circumstances. The footnote number 40 brings down, why is this no good? That if the water is in the pipe and it flows over your hands, why isn't it considered koach gavra, that the person originally poured the water from the bucket into this pipe? So he brings down that the Shulchan Aruch is explaining over here, mishum she'enam boy mikoach adam ha-shofech. It's not really directly from the direct force of the person pouring it in there. And even according to the opinion, it says that we'll learn in Siv Ches, shemol litvo yodah b'chli, you can put your hands inside a kli and do netilas yadayim, because you don't need the koach of the gaver in that situation to do this. Nevertheless, the Sharetzin over there says shemodim hein kanlis, so here it's no good. Shekivin shenisach koach hashofech lo nechshav shemagia mikle, because here it stopped. His original force is no longer present at all. The water is just slowing down the pipe, not through his initial force. And that's what the Mechaber said, shekvar posach koach shofech. However, the Mechaber continues and he writes, v'yemesim yodav korov l'mkom ha'shchivicha. However, if you put your hands right near the top of the pipe, right near where the water was actually poured into the pipe, very close to where the water was actually poured in, so even though af al pi she'eino mesim oso tachas ha'shvicha mamish, even though you didn't actually put your hands in the point where the bucket poured the water right onto your hands and then into the pipe, but it poured it into the pipe and right immediately afterwards it went onto your hands, also lo netila, that does count as a good netila shadayim. Why? Because man shem krovim l'mokom ha'shvicha, since as long as you're close to the place where they were poured into it, even though it doesn't directly pour onto your hands, that's still called the koach of the person who poured it in there, and that would be good. The Mishnah Berurah in Sivkat and Lamech Zayin explains, even though you really need it from the kli, so is this called from the kli? So he says, kiven shu karv l'mokom ha'shvicha sheshofech b'dli, since it's very close to the place where the bucket was poured into the tzinor, into this pipe, this is considered to a certain extent as coming from the force of the vessel which the person poured in there. And it's clear, if he didn't use a kosher or kli to pour it into there, for example, it has holes in it, so even in that situation, if you put your hands near where it's coming out, it would be no good. Because it doesn't have a status of a kli at all. Unless it will be under the conditions that we'll explain momentarily. The issue for the number 42 brings down from the Chazon Ish, even though it still has some koach of flowing on its own, nevertheless, even though it is flowing on its own to a certain extent, a lot of the force is still coming from the initial pouring it into the from the bucket into the pipe, so therefore, it looks like it's considered halachically that it came from the koach of the person who poured the water into the pipe. The Mechaber continues and he writes, "V'imhit bo yod l'toch hatzinor hazeh, if you put your hands into the pipe itself, en on tahoros mikoch tvila. It's not an acceptable netilas yadayim, tvilas yadayim. It's not acceptable. Why? Mipnei shehem she'uvim, because the water in this pipe has the status of being drawn water, mayim she'uvim. And mayim she'uvim are not good for tvilas yadayim, for immersing your hands inside water. Mr. Brewer in Sivkat Lamed Ches explains, v'imhit bo yodav, if he dunked his hands inside this water, haynu shetechavim b'mayim, you placed them in the water in this pipe, shenizkansu b'sochatzino, that was flowing in this pipe, ubal ha'chshirin, you want to make it now kosher, mikoach tfila, from immersion, as opposed to netila, pouring, as we'll explain in Sif Yudalit, the tfila nami mahan li yodayim, kishetovim b'mayim b'mikva, and Tvilas yodayim in a kosher mayim in a spring or in a kosher mikveh is good. This is not considered a kosher mikveh because they're considered she'uvim. Sifkat lametes. Mishnah Berurah explains: if ein machshirim mikoch tvila, mayim she'uvim cannot clean somebody, make tar something via tvila. Only mayim kisherim l'tvilas aguf. You only can be tovel your hands in a type of a mikveh that would be good for tefillas the entire guf. And she'uvim, water that's drawn, is not good for a mikveh, so it's not good for tefillas yadayim as well. And he says, look in Sif Tes Zayin, the arrived machshir b'shuvim arboim saw b'karka. If you have water that is she'uvim, but it's 40 saws worth in the ground, in some sort of a pit, that would be acceptable. Abdi b'emes rabin pligale, but many argue with this ravid, as we'll explain in the Bir Halacha over there. That will conclude today's shiur.